With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A state funeral scheduled for January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter.
President Joe Biden has declared January 9th as a national day of mourning, and U.S. flags on Sunday were ordered to fly at half staff for 30 days following the death of former President Jimmy Carter at age 100. January 9th will also be Carter's state funeral in Washington, D.C. The 39th President of the United States spent roughly 22 months in hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, where wife Rosalynn Carter also died in November 2023 at age 96. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a federal appeals court has upheld a jury's finding in a civil case that Donald Trump sexually assaulted a columnist in an upscale department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a written opinion upholding the $5 million award that the Manhattan jury had granted E. Jean Carroll. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has undergone a successful surgery.
Jerusalem's Hadassah Medical Center says the 75-year-old Netanyahu is recovering from the removal of his prostate, which was not cancerous. Doctors ordered the operation after detecting an infection last week. Netanyahu is expected to remain hospitalized several days for observation.
Correspondent George Williams says the Israeli Prime Minister underwent the procedure on Sunday. South Korean law enforcement officials requesting a court warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol as they investigate whether his short-lived martial law decree this month amounted to rebellion. Investigators plan to question Yoon on charges of abuse of authority. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 339 points, the Nasdaq off 180. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor tries to limit abortion in his state.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has introduced a budget amendment that would eliminate taxpayer funding for abortions on disabled unborn babies. In fact, Youngkin has put forward a similar amendment for 3 years in a row, but the majority Democrat legislature in Virginia always votes it down. Meanwhile, those same Democratic lawmakers are working on an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. A vote of the people will be required. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Islamic rebels who depose Syrian strongman Bashar Assad say they have no ill will toward the country's Christian minority, but others apparently don't feel that way. A group of attackers trashed a Greek Orthodox church in Hama this month, shooting up the inside of the building. No arrests have been made. Despite promises of tolerance by Syria's new leaders, there are many other radical Muslim factions in the country who have been targeting Christians. This is SRN News. If you want to improve your health in 2025, here are some helpful guidelines.
Most people think of physical therapy as rehabilitation, but many physical therapists want the profession to be seen as preventive medicine. Think of a physical therapist the way you do your dentist. You get checked out even if you're not having a problem. You could have an exam that would include your health history and physical activity, sleep, and nutrition. This would be followed by a look at how you walk, run, reach, sit, and stand. Jason Walker reporting.
Two family films dominating the holiday box office, with Sonic the Hedgehog 3 winning the three-day weekend over Mufasa by a blue hair. According to studio estimates Sunday, the Sonic movie earned $38 million, while Mufasa brought in $31.7 million in theaters. More details at srnnews.com.